It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
When I looked at the scores, wow, like, I lost a lot of baseball bets in really, like, heart-wrenching fashion. Nature's healing.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
An average Harper season, and you get the NOLA that you've gotten recently, and Wheeler's like even good. I think they're like a mid-80s win team.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Oh, yes, indeed it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the aforementioned BetQL Audio Network. We are nationwide on Odyssey Sports and the Odyssey app. 1430 AM, The Bet in Denver, KCBS HD3 in Los Angeles, and 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago. And of course on YouTube, youtube.com/Odyssey Sports, as we bring you the Wagertainment here for the next 4 hours, talking all things sports betting, proudly presented by the Bet River Sportsbook. Deposit $250 and you will get that $250 match at our show sponsor, BetRivers.com. We also want you to download the BetQL app, because BetQL, you know what they've got, Ken Barkley? They've got Dem algorithms that you need to beat Dem sportsbooks to give you that edge to win money when you bet on sports. BetQL.com. Download the BetQL app. On this Tuesday, April 6th, the Monday after the end of the college basketball season in the year of our Lord 2021, I'm going to go out on a limb now with college basketball over baseball in full swing. I'm already calling it 2021, better year than 2020. I'm already throwing it out there. This year has been great and anticipating that it will continue. On Twitter at You Better You Bet. Instagram at YBYB Sports. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Ken Barkley on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. Phenomenal show coming your way today on all things sports. Got a lot of different sports today. It's going to be great. Our friend James Mazzola is going to join us for two segments next hour when we talk Masters with our buddy James Mazzola. That's right. The Masters is this weekend. Like, that may have gotten lost a little bit with college basketball, but we got the Masters. We're going to cover it. Chris Ronji from 670 The Score in Chicago is going to join us to talk Major League Baseball. Our buddy Will Brinson, as I like to call him, Mr. 80K from CBS Sports, won $80,000 like 2 months ago playing golf DFS. Going to give us some Masters tips and also talk some NFL draft. Sam Darnold trade yesterday to the Carolina Panthers. We've got the Power Hour, of course, all our picks for the night in the NBA and Major League Baseball. Baseball takeaways from last night. NBA takeaways from last night. But Ken, I guess we got to start with the national championship game. Baylor really kind of took Gonzaga behind the woodshed, my man. How are we doing today on a Tuesday?
Doing great. I mean, we'll get to the game in a second, but important to note, a big day for you, and we can have a mini celebration, which we do in some of these situations, which is you're vaccinated. You're on the way. And that's worthy of celebration. It's awesome. I mean, you mentioned 2021 already better than 2020 for those who have already gotten it, or if you're scheduled, or if you're, you know, hopefully going to get in soon, depending on what state you live in. This is a very good thing. And it's and you've gotten the first step in that direction. How does it feel?
I feel awesome. So I had in New York City, had my first vaccination today, got the Pfizer, the first one, second one scheduled for 3 weeks. So I don't know if other people, and most of the people I've spoken to, have had the same experience, not all New Yorkers, other states as well, where like it actually like could not have been easier. Like I got it done at the local hospital by where I live in Staten Island, like parked, walked in, filled out a form. I was told to I felt like I was in first grade. They were like, raise your hand when you're done filling out the form. So I raised my hand.
Someone, ooh, me.
And actually here, like I actually wanted to get called in school when I never wanted to be looked at by the teacher. They come over to me immediately. I go in. There's like six people giving the shots out. I sit next to one. Her name was Debbie. She was very nice. Literally said, pull up your shirt, whatever, your sleeve. I do. She gives me the vaccine. Done. Takes the needle out. Puts a Band-Aid on. Says, okay, walk out of this room right now. Go over to like the auditorium for observation. I sit down. Basically, after you have your vaccine, first or second, you have to sit for 15 minutes and they monitor you to make sure there are no like adverse side effects.
Yep.
So I sit there, play on my phone for 15 minutes. They had like cookies and like whoopie pies and water and stuff. So I had an oatmeal cookie while I sat there, played on like Twitter on my phone. After 15 minutes, they called my name. Are you feeling okay? Feel great. You're good to go. I left, went home. I worked out, humble brag, went for like a run, did like 300 push-ups, did my bicep curls. I got some like side chest, like bad situation going on here. Like, can we say that word on the radio, like side blank or no? Can we say that on terrestrial?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I got some side boob going on, right? I feel like it's an affliction that a lot of men have, right? So I do like these. I do like these, like these, like chest, like workouts here to try and get rid of my side boob here. So full workout, I feel great. I don't know if like by the end of the show tonight, I'm like going to curl up into the fetal position. But for now, like I don't know, like I feel awesome. I'm thrilled to have. They actually said to me, they're like, wow, like you are really excited to get this. Like normally people come in here and they're like dreading it or they're like not excited for it. I'm like, what's their?
Imagine dreading it.
Well, this is not meant to be like a political thing. And I know like people want to politicize everything, but like, what's there not to be excited about? And like, even if like you're one of these people that's like, oh, well, there's a microchip in there. I got news for you. I don't go anywhere.
Bill Gates is going to look and be like, dude's on his couch a lot. Like he's just there.
Like, great. Monitor me. You're going to be really bored with what you find. Yeah. Like, it's not going to be exciting. So, so yeah, man. So that's kind of my experience with the whole thing. It's been great. And I honestly, and if this turns you off, like you listening to this, like I hope you look in the mirror and are able to like come to grips with your life. Like, I can't wait for 3 weeks from today to get the second one. Even if I'm sick for a day, even if that happens, well worth it in my estimation to be done with it and to have peace of mind heading into the summer.
100%. Everybody I've asked that question to, like, does it just feel like good to just be in there and just kind of like a weight lifted off your shoulders a little bit, just with all the anxiety that we've had for like a year, to be at least nearing the finish line? And it's awesome. It's awesome that it happened to you. And, you know, we can get into the game now, but I thought that was worth mentioning because I honestly, a ton of our listeners, I'm sure either have had it, are on the schedule, excited to get on the schedule, wherever their state is. Like, we're all in that phase right now. We're all in that wave of trying to track it down and get it. So you're on the way, which is awesome. Now we can talk about Baylor's demolition of Gonzaga now, if you prefer.
Well, no, but it's cool because, like, you know, my girlfriend's parents are vaccinated. My mom is vaccinated. My stepdad is vaccinated. My brother-in-law is FDNY. He's been vaccinated. My sister just got her first shot. So, like, we are, like, rapidly coming towards, like, the situation here where, like, my loved ones that live close to me are all vaccinated. So like, that's who wouldn't, I don't know. I don't know. I think people are weird, man. Like who wouldn't want that? I think to a man,
like in-person communication, everyone's on the same page here. Like what you're talking about is like fake. It's just like online fakeness, basically. We're all very happy with what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, how could you not be? Like, and like one of my cousins is like an actual scientist. Like she went to Duke.
Yeah.
She went to Yale. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking at Easter and she's like, as I asked her about it, she's like, this is like a medical miracle. She's like, this is like the most unbelievable thing of all time. So yay America. And we can kind of dispense with like this kind of stuff. So I'm sure it'll turn some people off.
Yay America. Whatever. Cause we had a tournament. I mean, if it turns you off, like honestly, you're turned off by people getting vaccinated against a deadly illness. Like that's the divisive issue that's ripping us apart. Then, you know, maybe man up a little bit, maybe grow up a little bit.
Yeah. All right. So why don't we, so let's get,
you know, who didn't man up? Gonzaga.
You know, about a game involving 18 to 21 year olds now.
Perfect.
Or at least maybe you can at least. Cause, I bet on Baylor.
You did. You did. Eli did. Everyone did. Yeah. So I think I was the only person on Gonzaga last night.
Baylor dump trucks, railroads, annihilates, obliterates, dominates and eviscerates Gonzaga last night. 86-70. This game was over like basically right when it started. So go ahead. Yeah. So I guess we can kind of empty the tank, right? Baylor wins outright. Baylor covers, of course. And the game, thankfully, I didn't bet the over because that would have been a miserable loss. Game goes just under the total.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. I was trying to like help. I know a lot of people that either listen to our show or follow me on Twitter had the over because they were kind of telling me that. And I was trying to get them to the finish line there. I was like, no, you got a chance. Like you need 10 points in 2.5 minutes. Yes, like walk-on scrubs are going to come in, but you know, you still got a chance. And that was like a pretty heartbreaking finish if you had the over in that game. Baylor certainly did their part. Well, I can do like macro after this. We can talk about just the individual game first. There's, for anybody who kind of follows basketball statistics, there's these things called the four factors, right? And these are pretty well known, but there's basically, it's these four statistics. And if you kind of control them, you control who the winner of the basketball game is. Basically like, this is how to be good
if
at basketball.
If you control the you control. Information.
Tell the world my story, Kramer. The four factors are basically, and we'll go through them. We can go through just literally just how much Baylor eviscerated Gonzaga, because when you look at especially three of the four, and I would argue even the fourth one, they did a pretty good job at. So the first one's effective field goal percentage, meaning like basically like did you shoot better than your opponent? And there's different ways of measuring that. Baylor was the number one 3-point efficiency team all season. They had basically like their best 3-point shooting game imaginable ever. And it's like, well, they, you know, at one point in the second half, they were shooting, I think, 50% for the game from three. And it's like, oh, well, they didn't actually end up like amazing. Like it was a great game. Right. But like, I think there was a stat, ESPN had it, that Baylor hit way like more contested threes than they had in every round of the tournament combined up to that point. So it's not like, oh, well, they're just making open threes, whatever. Gonzaga's sucky defense. No, actually, like Baylor was actually hitting more contested shots than literally they've ever made before. So you have the best 3-point shooting team making all their contested shots, effective field goal percentage. That's stat number one. Stat number two, offensive rebounding. If you watch the first 30 seconds of the game and you had Gonzaga, which I did, you watch the first 30 seconds and you go, okay, this is going to be a problem. Like, this is going to be a big problem. And if you have Baylor, you're going like, we might be like plus 30 in offensive rebounds in this game. Just immediately watching it, you could see it. The physicality was evident right away. We could talk about how much of that was fatigue from UCLA, how much was just Baylor's that good. Both probably the answer. But offensive rebound, that's four factor number two. Turnovers, four factor number three. Eli did a really good job on the show last night, was like, and did a good job 75 times on Twitter today, being like, ball pressure, that was the most important thing in the game. That was one of the reasons why Baylor was successful. They forced more turnovers than people expected against Gonzaga, who doesn't turn the ball over very much. I think Gonzaga was super sloppy too, but Baylor's defense is part of that, and they're meshed. You can't really separate one from the other. Turnovers, obviously four factor number three. And then fourth is getting to the foul line and preventing your opponent from doing that. Gonzaga got to the foul line like a pretty good amount. That's the only reason the game wasn't a 50-point game. But I mean, when you just look at that kind of breadth of, that's, you know, these are the statistics that literally explain basketball. And not only did Baylor win them, but won them to like a larger degree than any team has won them basically in a national championship game or in a game like this ever, basically. So I mean, as dominant a performance as you can have.
You better. You bet. BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley breaking down last night's national championship game. At what point during the game were you like, "Yeah, my Gonzaga bet's probably
under 16 timeout first half."
Yeah, you were, because I came close a couple times to taking like Gonzaga live. It's some pretty.
And what did I say? What did I say when you said that?
You were like, "Don't do it."
Yeah, I said, "Why would you?" I said, "Why would you ever take Gonzaga?" That was my text. Why would you ever take Gonzaga? Not having watched 4 minutes of this game. Yeah.
I did think that. I think they cut it to 9 a couple times.
They had a window.
Including once in the second half.
They had a window.
Where I actually thought that they were going to come back. And then like something like Nembhard, I thought, was played like an incredibly stupid game. Just like driving recklessly, turning the ball over. You know, it was just, and I know I'm kind of gutted for Mark Few, and I'm gutted. I feel bad for the team. Could Corey Kispert have played a worse game? Like, did he like, what?
Well, who played well for them? Honestly,
I thought Suggs played pretty well.
Ah, they did a really good job on him, though. Like he was very aggressive, but I would not say he had like a great game.
He looked like an NBA player last night. Like he was the only guy on the team that could do anything. Like Timmy was a joke, and like doing the mustache celebration. Like,
yeah, down 18.
You're getting your ass handed to you, bro. What are you thinking? Why?
It's a trademark. Got to get it in. Got got to compensate our college athletes. He's probably trying to create some patents there. Going to trademark the mustache, the handlebar celebration. Yeah, I mean, just literally thorough domination. So I mean, I was just going to say, like you mentioned, who had the worst game. I mean, I think the point is literally just like everything we expect from Gonzaga game to game, like all of it was not available. And I think the interesting thing to me is not like Baylor played an A+ game for them. They were an amazing team all season. I wonder how much different the game is if Gonzaga doesn't play the game Saturday night, only because from an energy standpoint, like they probably lose the game anyway, but they probably don't lose it the way that they lost it. The energy in the first 8 minutes of the game was astonishing. And it wasn't so much that Gonzaga was like gassed, although I did use that word a couple times in text. I just go, they look like they have no energy. Baylor's energy was off the charts. Sometimes in a game where guys play really nervous, they play anxious, they don't do the things that Baylor was doing. The energy differential in the game was like, which is not obviously measurable, just absolutely staggering.
They played the game 10 times. How many times does Baylor win?
I mean, if Gonzaga came off the UCLA game Saturday night, like 8 or 9, probably.
Nine, maybe. So maybe. I don't know that it had much to do with the UCLA game. Like, I kind of like don't want to make that excuse for them.
Well, it's all the same. It's not an excuse making. All of these things blend together to create what happened last night. Even if it's 20% of it, even if it's 10% of it, all of it works together.
College basketball season's done, huh?
It is. Worthy champion.
What a long, strange trip it was.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I feel like a pretty profitable and fun season, right?
Well, I mean, we had overnights all season. We had the nightly bets all season. That stuff was awesome.
Like was this the best? Was this the best season you've had in any sport winning money?
It's close. I'd have to go back and compare it to like a couple years ago, a couple things, but it was very good. We can just say it was very good. Tournament, not great, but the entire season as a whole was very good.
You know, college basketball and NFL, both fantastic on You Better, You Bet.
I agree.
Pretty fun. All right, we're going to
look at feathers in the cap.
Yeah, with Major League Baseball and the NBA. On the other side, Major League Baseball takeaways from last night, including a potential season-altering injury in the National League. We are just getting started here on a Tuesday. You Better, You Bet, BetQL Audio Network.
It's You Better, You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.